It's time for Stargazer. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this is our weekly update of what's happening in our island skies and the world of astronomy. We turn to Christopher Phillips, Emilo Astronomy Center in Hilo, our official connection to the Mauna Kea Summit research community. Hey, Christopher, aloha. What are some of the things we'll be looking for in our week of stargazing?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be back. Right now, we have three very bright planets in our island skies. Firstly, Jupiter, which is followed by Mars, both visible from sunset onwards. Then around 7:30, we will see Saturn beginning to rise on the eastern horizon, Hikina. Now, the moon will not be rising until around 2 a.m., so we should have nice dark skies, great for spotting meteors and satellites.
And speaking of meteors, I understand we've got a shower this week.
That's right. It just so happens that on the evening of Tuesday the 22nd, we will see the Lyrid meteor shower reaching its peak. You can expect to see around 15 to 20 meteors per hour.
Wow.
Not spectacular, but still a decent show.
And which direction is that going to be in the air?
That'll be from the east.
We'll be looking for those. And big news over the last several days, a development last week relating to the Mauna Kea summit and a discovery of something like a twin of Earth.
That's right, Dave. It has been confirmed that history has been made right here on the big island of Hawaii. The Gemini and Keck observatories atop Mauna Kea have been working in conjunction with the Kepler Space Telescope to confirm an amazing discovery, the existence of the first Earth-sized world around another star that exists in the so-called habitable zone, or what I like to call the Goldilocks zone.
Mm.
The Goldilocks zone is that special place around a star where it's not too cold and it's not too hot. It is a place where conditions are just right for the existence of liquid water. This is the first time such a planet has been discovered. All other planets we've seen so far out there have been either too hot or too cold, but this baby is just right. This planet, so far, has the name Kepler-186f. Now, Kepler-186f orbits a red dwarf about 500 light years away, too far to explore. So could Kepler-186f really turn out to be a second Earth, a home away from home, perhaps? It's hard to say for certain right now what is happening on this distant world, but follow-up observations may give us a clue to what this amazing place is like. All this work is being carried out by local men and women here in the islands. They are making history every day on the summit of Mauna Kea.
Thank you for the heads up. We appreciate it, Christopher.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
You're quite welcome. Emilo Astronomy Center in Hilo, and I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next time here for Stargazer.